Now, beginning the news review section, Nigerians are heading for the polls to cast their ballots in the country's delayed presidential and parliamentary elections. The polls opened after a week-long delay that intensified political tensions in Nigeria. The elections were postponed last Saturday for a week due to violence in the country. Incumbent President Muhammadu Buhari and his main challenger, Atiku Abubakar, resumed campaigning earlier this week. Meantime, the northeastern states of Yobe and Borno were attacked by gunmen just hours before the polls opened, where locals say they had to flee the area. Northeastern region is a hotbed of militancy by the Boko Haram and Daesh terrorist groups. The militancy has triggered a humanitarian crisis in that region. All right, now let's see what's going on over there in Nigeria. Joining me in this show now will be Danjuma Abdullahi, our correspondent, who is joining us from Abuja, and also Adriel Kasanda, political consultant and analyst, who is joining us from London. Let's begin with Danjuma. Danjuma, are there any reports of ballot stuffing or any kind of irregularity, or everything is going smoothly as we speak?
There is no report of any ballot stuffing, ballot snatching, or anything that is irregular as of the time that I'm sitting here and answering your questions. I went around to many polling units in the Abuja metropolitan area, and what I can report is that the high turnout, because of the high level of enthusiasm among Nigerians. Hundreds came out in many polling units and queued up to cast their votes. There is no report of any violence because security has been provided. There are policemen, there are military men, there are civil defense officers. In all points, looking over and taking charge of the security situation.
Now let's go to London. Adriel, what do you predict will come out of these elections in Nigeria?
Yes, thank you. Hello. I think that, unfortunately, I think that the current president will again win. And it is sad because many young Nigerians are not in favor of having him in the presidential seat in Nigeria because he's a corrupted person. We all well know that there are only two main competitors who are same as in 2011 and 2015, did the same maneuver with regard to postponing the elections. So this is nothing new. Although many media were condemning the fact that, electoral incapability of the Nigerian democratic system, because we have to bear in mind that Nigeria is the biggest, so-called biggest democracy in Africa. The fact is that Mr. Buhari will win again, but the young generation of Nigerians will be disappointed and they will lose. So the question is whether we have in mind and our hearts the improvement of the situation for the young Nigerians who are very well educated, who are very clever people, who want to move forward from and make a real transition from the colonial times, or we want to still have someone in power who is controlled by foreign stakeholders. And unfortunately, Mr. Buhari is one of those people who are put in place in order to take out the resources from very rich Nigeria to other countries. So nothing will, unfortunately, in my opinion, nothing will change, and it is very sad for the young Nigerians.
Okay, let's go back to Abuja. Danjuma, a couple of quick questions for you. Is the vote being monitored by international observers in the first place? What's the turnout going to be like? When are we going to hear about the results?
Yes, the election is being observed by the EU, the European Union, the ECOWAS, and many civil society groups have brought in foreign observers who are monitoring the process. it is expected that by 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock this evening, polls would have closed in most of the polling stations, polling units, and probably by Monday or early Tuesday, there are many areas, the terrain, some of the terrain very difficult and inaccessible. So the collation process takes time. It takes time. It is not a process that we can say that we'll get the result maybe tomorrow, which is a Sunday. I believe very strongly that it will drag probably up to Monday before we begin to get any result of this election.
Now to London again. Adriel, you talked about what you predict will happen. You predicting that the same president will remain. So could there be any hope for some improvements, some changes for the better, both for the Islamic movement in Nigeria, maybe the release of Sheikh Zakzaki, and also some other problems, especially violence that's plagued the country for years?
Well, unfortunately not, because the violence is the mean to control certain movements within the country, and as we know, Daesh been sponsored in the Middle East, and it's sponsored as same as in Africa. I mean, my father is from East Africa, although Nigeria is a West African country. I have a good comprehension of what is going on the ground, and I understand very well what the foreign actors or former colonial actors have still in their mind. I mean, the African continent is very rich in natural resources, and no one will give up the access to the natural resources so easily. So Daesh and so-called terrorist groups are the mean to control the people and the movements within the country in order to cut this according to some other people's means. We have to bear in mind that one of the reasons for postponing the elections was the fact that in the northern east part of Nigeria, some people supported a high activity of these terrorist groups. So
That's
you
right.
have to bear in mind that Africa is very large, Nigeria is a very large country, and the logistics are very difficult. So we have 84 million, within the 200 million country, we have 84 million people registered as voters. But you have to bear in mind that only 11 permanent voting cards has been issued. So we are playing with the numbers, and this is so-called Nigerian or African gerrymandering. So we know that a part of European Union, we have non-governmental institutions from America, like International Republican Institute, who's monitoring that this election will go according to their will. So let us not be funny about what is going on in Africa, and let's call a spade a spade. So as I said, nothing will change. Daesh will still remain in place, although that if there's a will, there's a mean to get rid of this hostile
That's
actors,
right.
which are binding society,
because exactly.
Nigerians are both Christians and Muslim groups. And the only reason for having these people, this so-called terrorist, is to divide further society and to not have the unity within Nigerian society.
All right. Appreciate your comments. That was Adriel Kisanta, political consultant analyst from London. Also, we had our correspondent, Tanjum Abdullahi, who joined us from Nigeria, the capital city, Abuja. And with this, we come to the end of this news review section. Thank you for watching.